AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Today is Memorial Day, the day Americans honor those who died in the service of the nation.
They gave their lives so we can have what we have.
99-year-old veteran Steve Milnikoff of Cockeysville, Maryland, landed on the beaches of France on D-Day, June 6, 1944.
We had more than 80% casualties in 11 days of combat. That is what happens in war.
The traditional ceremonies honoring the fallen military men and women begin at Arlington National Cemetery about an hour from now. President Trump is in Japan, where he said something this morning that prompted some polite pushback from his host, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Asked by a reporter if North Korea's short-range missile testing bothered him, he said this.
No, I'm not. I am personally not.
Japanese Prime Minister Abe, who was hosting the president on a four-day state visit, disagreed publicly with the president while standing next to him, saying the missile tests were of great regret. The president also slammed Joe Biden when asked about him this morning, saying he agrees with North Korea's leader about Biden's IQ.
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
A woman who was on the beach at the time says a California man who died after being attacked by a shark while swimming in Hawaii was pulled ashore missing a leg. Allison Keller talked to Hawaii News Now.
They pulled the man up. He looked unconscious when they transferred him to the other gurney, and we could see that they were trying to do CPR on him.
Authorities say the man was 65 years old. Two tornadoes hit Oklahoma over the weekend, killing two people, one in El Reno, a tornado near Oklahoma City. That's the one where the two people died. The other tornado slammed into the Tulsa area. This is AP Radio News. Hall of Fame quarterback Bart Starr died yesterday. He was 85 years old.
The Packers chose Starr out of the University of Alabama with the 200th pick in the 1956 draft. After Vince Lombardi's arrival in 1959, Starr led Green Bay to six division titles, five NFL championships, and wins in the first two Super Bowls. Starr was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977. Starr had been in failing health since suffering a serious stroke in 2014. The Packers announced the death, citing his family. I'm Shelley Adler.
Congressman John Lewis, the keynote speaker at Framingham State University in Massachusetts on Sunday, urged graduating seniors going forward to get into trouble. Good trouble, he said, necessary trouble, and to build bridges, not walls. The Georgia Democrat is a veteran of the 1960s civil rights movement. Go out and get into trouble, he said, and come back and make our country a better place. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.